This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden remembered those who died serving in the military on Monday as the United States celebrated Memorial Day. In remarks at Arlington National Cemetery, Biden said democracy itself is in peril and said the way Americans honor the memory of fallen soldiers will determine how long democracy will endure. He said empathy is the fuel of democracy. Added that the Americans' willingness to see each other as neighbors and not enemies will help sustain the nation and its ideals. He also noted that the U.S. military is diverse and called for inclusivity in American culture to continue to grow. The employers of an American journalist detained by Myanmar authorities said Monday they were yet to receive any information on his whereabouts or well-being a week after he was detained. The managing editor of news outlet Frontier Myanmar, U.S. citizen Danny Fenster, was detained on May 24th as he attempted to board a plane to leave the military-ruled country. Myanmar has been in uproar since the military seized power in a February 1st coup, with near-daily protests and a nationwide civil disobedience movement. More than 800 people have been killed by the military, according to a local monitoring group. The press has been caught in the crackdown as the junta tries to tighten control over the flow of information. Hong Kong prosecutors said Monday dozens of leading democracy activists could face up to life in prison for organizing an unofficial primary election in the most sweeping use yet of Beijing's strict new security law. Police charged 47 activists with subversion. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 55 people were killed overnight in two attacks on villages in eastern Congo. That's according to the United Nations on Monday. It was what may be the worst night of violence the area has seen in at least 4 years. The army and a local civil rights group blamed the Allied Democratic Forces, an Islamic armed group, for raiding the village of Chabi and a camp for displaced people near Boga, another village. Both are close to the border of Uganda. The United Nations said houses were burned and civilians abducted during the overnight siege. The ADF is believed to have killed more than 850 people in 2020, according to the United Nations, in a spate of reprisal attacks on civilians after the army began operations against it the year before. In March, the United States labeled the ADF a foreign terrorist organization. The group has in the past proclaimed allegiance to Islamic State, although the United Nations says there's little evidence linking it to other Islamist militant networks. A popular television political talk show host in Pakistan said Monday he has accused his employer of removing him from the job for his criticism of the country's powerful military. Hamid Mir wrote on Twitter Monday, "Nothing new for me. I was banned twice in the past, lost jobs twice." Mir was host of the Capital Talk political show on the private Geo News channel. The announcement comes just days after Mir delivered a speech critical of the army at a rally in Islamabad. In his speech, he supported fellow journalist Asad Ali Tour, who was beaten by unidentified assailants in his apartment in the Pakistani capital last week. Geo News did not issue any statement in support of Mir's claims and did not respond to VOA's query about the issue. Tennis player Naomi Osaka said on Twitter Monday that she is withdrawing from the French Open tennis tournament after refusing to speak to the media. She said the best thing for the tournament is if she withdraws from the French Open. Osaka is a four-time Grand Slam champion and former number one ranked player. She had declared she would not speak to the media after her first round victory in the tournament on Sunday. For that, she was fined $15,000. On Monday, she tweeted, "I think now the best thing for the tournament, the other players, and my well-being is that I withdraw so everyone can get back to focusing on the tennis." Osaka, who has suffered with depression, says the matter is a mental health issue. And once again, more on this and other stories are available at our website, voanews.com. We have an app that you can download to your mobile device so you can take us with you. Marissa Melton,